Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin. Thank you for joining me, and happy Tuesday. Glad to spend some time with you guys today. And what I want to talk about today was a topic that a young gentleman, good friend of mine named Jacob, had asked me to speak on. And that is the topic of legacy. Sorry, I'm taking my dip out. The topic of legacy. By the way, those of you that have been following me on Instagram, the whole two packs of cigarettes thing, you know, that I've been doing, that whole bit is a joke. please don't go smoking two packs of cigarettes. I've had some people ask what seem to be pretty serious questions about why I'm smoking two packs of cigarettes a day, and my answer to that is I'm not. I thought it was a thing, so I posted that I bought some cigarettes, right, which I did on a whim. And I'm like, I'm going to start one of my days with a cig. And I did. It was terrible. It wasn't good. So they're just still sitting here in my truck. But my mom reached out to me, and she was furious. She's like, I'm going to kick your butt. So I kept the bit going. I had a couple other people that are like, why are you smoking cigarettes now? What's the logic behind this? And I've been keeping it going. But I'm afraid that people that take me a little bit too seriously might start ripping cigs. So I wouldn't advise that administration method, rather, for nicotine. There's plenty of other ways to do it. So don't start smoking cigs on my behalf, please. Anyways, legacy. So I am very aware of my mortality. I think, not sit around and think about death, but I probably think about it maybe more than a normal person, and not in a way of like, you know, I'm not scared of death because I know where I'm going when I die, and it's way better than where I'm at. It's way better than where any of us are, no matter how good your life is. And I think about it a lot, and I think about now that I have kids especially, you know, if I were to die tomorrow, next week, a year from now, what would my children think of me? What would my wife think of me? Like, what's the story that's going to be told when I'm gone someday? And what's the story that's going to be told when you're gone someday? And it might be ego. It is ego, but I don't want to die and, you know, many people, they die and their name's spoken for about a year, and then year two, it's like, you know, people are still reliving memories of you that were very, very close to you, and then year three, it becomes fewer and farther between, and then year four, you know, maybe it's just you get brought up on the anniversary of your death or birthdays or holidays, and then, you know, after 10, 15, 20 years, many people, I mean, their name's barely spoken. It's not even a whisper anymore. And that scares me. Because if people don't remember me after 10, 15, 20 years, I didn't have the impact that I had hoped to have in people's lives. I want my legacy, you know, if the world's still here 100, 200, 300 years from now, I would want my legacy to still reverberate, to still echo in, most importantly, my family. Because up until me, not a whole lot of people in my family, if any, have had any sort of extraordinary success. I mean, really, nobody. I've got a couple relatives that do pretty okay for themselves, but as far as I'm aware, you know, I don't have. Now, I have some great people in my family, don't get me wrong, that have passed. But I don't have. There's nobody in the Russin bloodline that's really smacked the cover off the proverbial ball. You know what I mean? And nothing's been passed down in my family. There's no heirlooms, there's no tradition, there's no There's no legacy. There's no legacy. And that scares me. I don't want that to happen when I'm gone. So, to me, legacy is paramount. Legacy is absolutely paramount. Sorry, this guy behind me. So we're at a stoplight, and there's 15 people at the stop sign in front of us, and this guy behind me is having a conniption because he has to wait in line. Which is ironic considering how I react in traffic sometimes, but this guy's really having a hard time behind me. It's like, I don't know, maybe, okay, so this is what I look like in the morning. I'm going to stop complaining about traffic because this guy looks like a retard. Some old dude behind me is losing his shit right now because he has to stop at a stop sign. And again, it's just a reflection. Hey, there's me. There's me on a bad day. But it's very important to me that when I die, for decades after, people remember who I am. And not just, again, it's not all ego. I want to have had an extremely positive impact on people, such that people remember me for a long time. I want to build things that people get to enjoy long after I'm gone. There's a saying, something along the lines of, great men plant trees that they'll never be around to see grow, or something like that. Or great men plant trees that their descendants will enjoy the shade of. You know, something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing the quote. But that's my goal, is to plant trees that I might not even enjoy the shade. This guy behind me is losing his freaking mind right now. I mean, this guy is having just such an issue right now. I'm sorry, I gotta keep my eye on this guy because I don't know what his problem is. I don't think he's mad at me. I think he's just, okay, let's see how he reacts. There's a red light. Let's see how he reacts to this. See how he reacts to this red light. Okay, all right, calm down there, buddy. See, that's the last thing I want. The last thing I want is to be some old fat man that's just angry at the world. You know what I mean? Like this guy is. Which, if I didn't have Jesus in my life, that's probably where I would end up. So, let's talk about how to build a legacy. I think the first point I want to make relates directly to the quote and the idea that I just discussed, that legacy is selfless. That building a legacy is, you might not enjoy the full fruits of your labor. You'll probably enjoy some. But the point of a legacy is to create something that other people get to enjoy. That your blood, your sweat, your sacrifice, your toil sets future generations up to be in a position that's way better than they would have been without you. So I'm always thinking about, I'm not just thinking about my kids. I'm thinking about the world that my children are going to raise their children in. I'm thinking about the opportunities that my sacrifice can unlock for future generations of Russians, second, third, fourth, fifth generations, where maybe someday they'll look up at what would probably be an AI-generated portrait of me being projected on the wall somewhere and say, we get to do XYZ because great, great, great grandpa Russin busted his ass. In more words or less. So I think number one, legacy is selfless. It's selfish because, you know, you want your name attached to it. I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting your name attached to accomplishment. There's nothing wrong with that. But it is selfless to the degree that you might not get to see or enjoy the full fruits of your labor. So that's number one. Number two, legacy creation is very, it's obviously very forward thinking. you have to live in the future, and you have to be able to see into the future. You almost have to have a clairvoyance in terms of being able to see what your current actions right now are creating in the future. I'm very cause and effect with my behavior. I do this because I want this to happen. And that's why I exert an immense amount of control over my life, because I have always been this way. Now, granted, I haven't always made the best decisions. And for a period of my life, 2-3 years, I was very not forward thinking. I was very much living in the moment, doing what I wanted to do. A lot of it was detrimental, bad behavior. Because I lost sight, I lost vision, I lost focus on the future. And the moment you lose focus on the future is the moment you start sprinting backwards. I'm going to say that one more time. The moment that you lose your focus on the future is the moment that you start to sprint backwards. And I did that for several years. I almost ruined my life. So legacy creation is forward thinking. You are intensely focused on the future. You are able to see into the future and see what you want to have created. You know my goals. I want to have the compound. I want to be a billionaire. I'm not satisfied with millions. I want to look at the end of my life and look back and add up all my companies, add up all my properties, add up everything I've got, say I made it to a billion. That's a very important goal for me. Not just for the dollar sign, but for what it represents. Because you make $1 billion, you create $1 billion worth of stuff. That's something that probably 5 to 10 generations can live off of. You know what I'm saying? So it's very, very important to me that I'm always looking forward. Number 3 is understanding there's going to be an immense amount of sacrifice up front. If you want something special, if you want to have, if you want to create something incredible, there is a price associated. I need y'all to listen to what I'm about to freaking tell you. I need y'all to listen to me. The loftier the goal, the bigger the prize. The higher the cost. Lamborghini does not do Memorial Day sales. Lamborghini does not do financing $5,000 back, cash back. You know what I mean? Rolls Royce, Bugatti, there are no discounts or deals. Whatever the sticker says on that Chiron, that Bugatti Chiron, that is what you are paying. There is no negotiating. You do not go to a Louis Vuitton store to get a purse for your woman and negotiate with the salesman. You pay what is on the ticket. And that's the cost associated with success. That's the principle of the cost associated with success. There are no discounts. There are no easy ways around. There are no shortcuts. You pay full price. And many people, they want the Lamborghini. They want the Bugatti. They want the Louis Vuitton shit. They want all this nice stuff. But they are completely unwilling and unable to pay the cost associated with obtaining these things. So whatever your goals are, you need to really ask yourself, am I prepared to pay the cost associated with what I want? Because many people think they do, but they don't. The bigger the goals, the bigger the devils. The bigger the goal, the higher the price, the more sleepless nights, the more backstabbing and betrayal you'll endure, the more rejection you'll endure, the more pain and suffering you'll endure. It's very easy. See, the thing is, a normal life is inexpensive up front and very expensive in the long term. It's inexpensive to neglect your health. It doesn't cost anything to neglect your health. In fact, it's very cheap. It's very cheap to sit on the couch. It's very cheap to watch Netflix. It's very inexpensive to eat like shit. Very inexpensive. But what's the cost later in life? The medical bills, the time spent in the hospital, the diagnoses, the inability to be mobile, having to rely on other people to wipe your ass for you. Very expensive in the long term. Physical fitness, a high level of it, is very expensive in the short term. But you reap massive benefits in the long term. It's expensive to get up early and go to the gym every day. It's expensive sometimes to eat clean. It's expensive, definitely, to be on the proper supplementation. It's expensive to get your hormones checked. Every time somebody comes to me, okay, dude, what's that stuff you're shooting up every morning? Oh, dude, yeah, dude, I want to get on that stuff. I want to get on that stuff. And then I tell them they got to get a blood panel, and then I tell them they got to do a consult, and then I tell them, you know, you're going to have to order meds after that based on the doctor's recommendations. And then they have the consult. They find out what the blood panel's going to cost and what the meds are going to cost. They come back to me every time. I'm like, hey, how'd your consult go? And they're like, oh, it's going to be expensive, man. I don't think I can do it right now. But you got no problem. Your ass has no problem going and spending $400 and $600 on some other shit that's not going to do anything for you. People spend all their time and money on bullshit that has no positive effect on their life. But the moment they have to make an investment into themselves, they recoil. And that's why you'll always be broke. That's why you'll always be fat. That's why you'll always be imbalanced. That's why you'll always be miserable and unhappy. I'm so tired of hearing people tell me that they can't afford the things that they want. I'm so tired of hearing that shit come out of people's mouths. And more so your guys' mouths. Because if you and I associate with each other and I talk to you on a regular basis, I see potential in you. I don't give normal mouth breathers the time of day. I'm not impolite to people, but I'm not going to go out of my way to talk to and build a relationship with somebody that I just don't think has any sort of potential in them. But you guys, some of you guys, I'm going to be launching a coaching program here with some absolutely elite gentlemen. And I know some of the shit that I'm going to hear is I can't afford this right now. And it's going to make me want to punch people right in their stupid faces. Because it's like you can afford. I look at all the shit in your life you don't need that you're spending money on, and it makes me want to puke. Makes me want to puke. Anyways, let's finish up legacy. Ultimately, legacy boils down to who you are fundamentally as a person. You cannot outpace your character. So the most important point to wrap all of this up, for legacy, yes, you have to have goals. Yes, you have to have a vision. Yes, you have to suffer. Yes, you have to understand that there's a price associated with it. Yes, you have to be selfless. Yes, you have to think long term. But more than anything else, man, you can't outrun bad character. You will have a negative legacy or no legacy if you suffer from character defaults. If you are a liar, a corner cutter, if you are dishonest, if you are a cheater, no amount of hard work will ever overcome bad character. We see it time and time again. The corporate exec gets caught fudging the numbers, 15 years for fraud. The athlete gets caught betting when on their own games and lose multi-million dollar contracts in the NBA. Like, we see it time and time again where people absolutely blow their shit to pieces for a lack of character. Your character, you cannot outrun a bad character. You can't. You can't outrun bad character. So more than anything else, you need to focus on building your character, because your character is the foundation upon which you will build everything else in your life. That's legacy. Love you guys. Let's get it.